Denmark's reputation for design is well-deserved, and one of the geniuses of Danish modern is undergoing a revival. 3 decades after his death, Danes are re-examining the architecture, furniture, and tableware of Arne Jacobsen. Martiga Lawn reports from Copenhagen.
It's hard to miss Copenhagen's Royal Hotel, a boxy, jet-age behemoth towering 20 stories above this city of 17th-century buildings. When the hotel opened in 1960, Copenhagenites nicknamed it the Punch Card and the Cigar Box. In a newspaper survey, they voted the Royal the city's ugliest building. But these days, the Royal Hotel and its creator, architect Arne Jacobsen, have a throwback James Bond appeal. Patrons in the hotel bar sip martinis and gaze across the sleek lobby. There's a suspended staircase and leather swivel chairs. Connoisseurs try to get into room 606, the only room that's been preserved just the way it was when the hotel opened. Tony Bach, the hotel's weekend manager, loves to sneak in here for a drink every once in a while.
I feel very, very retro here. I really feel like I'm walking back in history here. This is something I've seen on television. So this is a bit like stepping back into my childhood.
Architect Arne Jacobsen designed everything in the hotel, down to the ashtrays and water faucets. But he's probably best known for his lounge chairs. The swan model has wing-shaped arms that cradle the chair's occupant. The egg suggests a half-opened eggshell. Tait Wieland started his architectural career working in Jacobsen's basement more than 3 decades ago.
The egg is beautiful as a sculpture, because you can put it into a room as the only item in a room, and the room will be full, and it can stand in almost any position, and it will still look very beautiful.
Another chair Jacobsen designed, the Series 7, became the best-selling chair in the world. You could be sitting in it right now. It's a molded plywood stacking chair with an angular curved back and rounded seat on steel legs. Furniture dealer Gitte Mai Schroeder describes it as
the world's most comfortable wooden chair, because the way it's built, it's very flexible, so it's nice to sit on it for hours.
Jacobsen was prolific. During his 52-year career, he designed single-family homes, apartments, commercial buildings, schools, and the Danish National Bank, as well as lamps, plumbing fixtures, textiles, and tableware. He fundamentally changed Danish design, according to Brigitte Capitillo of the Danish Design Center.
He brought the world into Denmark. In Denmark, they were very much preoccupied with wood, you know, and going back to these old carpenter's tradition, and that was Danish design at that time. Then came Arne Jacobsen, bringing in these strong winds from the outside, you know, with the steel and glass, and people were flabbergasted, haven't seen that. So he started, you could say, in many ways, a movement which still is going on in Denmark.
Jacobsen has become so trendy recently, the Royal Hotel is now offering a special package to mark the 100th anniversary of his birth. The Louisiana Museum of Modern Art, north of Copenhagen, will open a major retrospective on Jacobsen's architecture at the end of this summer. For NPR News, I'm Martiga Lawn in Copenhagen.